This is Here and Now. You've probably heard the startling numbers. By the time they graduate, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 10 men will be victims of campus sexual assault. Well, this week, representatives from colleges and universities across the country are gathered at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire for a summit focused on finding better ways to prevent and respond to that violence. Catherine Lamon, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education for Civil Rights, was one of the speakers.
Educational institutions are not criminal justice systems. They are educational institutions. And the role of the college, the university, in investigation and, as you call it, adjudication, is to make sure that all students on campus are safe. That's a fundamental part of educating students.
This month, however, a congressional survey found that over the past 5 years, 40% of the nation's schools have not investigated claims of sexual assault on campus. Jane Stapleton is co-director of a research unit known as Prevention Innovations at the University of New Hampshire. She joins us via Skype from Dartmouth College. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you first got involved in the issue of campus sexual assault in 1987 at the University of New Hampshire, where there was a brutal, essentially gang rape on a student there. You were part of a group of student activists who demanded some changes, or a lot of changes, on campus there. And UNH has since implemented many of those changes, including the unit that you lead. I'm wondering if you could just describe to us a little bit about what has changed at the University of New Hampshire and what your research unit has found and suggested that other college campuses do.
We started one of the first campus-based full-time rape crisis centers, the Sexual Harassment and Rape Prevention Program, which I went on to then be a staff member of. We certainly have reformed our administrative procedures. And so I would say now UNH, as well as I think a lot of other campuses, are very different places, particularly for survivors, but also around prevention, as well as understanding the problem.
Right. And I see, in addition, there have been bystander intervention programs that have been put into place at the University of New Hampshire. And I'm looking at some statistics about the effect that all of this intervention has had on campus. And it seems as if shortly after that 1987 rape, roughly 37% of female students at UNH reported some kind of sexual assault. And by 2012, that number had dropped to 16%, so less than half of what it had been.
Right, yeah. And that's what's really different today about prevention. Instead of really saying to women that they are either victims or potential victims, and men that they're either perpetrators or potential perpetrators, bystander intervention really takes a community approach where we say to everyone, you have a role to play in ending these problems. Mm.
If I may, though, while there's been obviously significant improvement on the campus of the University of New Hampshire, it's still 16% of women reporting some sort of sexual assault, which is fairly near that 20% national average. So what do you think it's going to take to even drive that number further down?
Our prevention efforts need to go beyond just students. We need to engage faculty members, staff members, administrators. We need to go to our local community, to our business owners. We need to engage parents. We need to engage alumni. And then I think we also, when we college students come to all campuses, particularly if they're traditional age, you know, they've just come out of high school, and the problems that they experience when they come to campus are not problems that, you know, begin on college campuses.
So let me ask you about what happens after an assault occurs, because students on most campuses have an option. They can either report it to the school and go through an on-campus tribunal of sorts, or they can report it to local law enforcement, or they can choose to stay silent. You know, many, if not most, students choose to keep it on campus if they decide to report anything at all. But there's been a lot of reporting recently about concerns that these on-campus tribunals are basically very inadequate ways of dealing with some serious allegations. And at Dartmouth, just this week at the conference, we heard an assistant secretary of education for civil rights say that schools are not criminal justice systems, but that's essentially what they become, right? They become a parallel criminal justice system that may not be adequately staffed or have the expertise to deal with these complex cases.
Right. And I think sexual assault on college campuses is not new. You know, unfortunately, there are too many stories from students who have gone through administrative procedures that they're not happy with resolutions, or they really re-victimize them. And so I think we need to learn from those very unfortunate experiences on how we can change the system so that, in fact, if a survivor chooses to go through an administrative procedure, they're not re-victimized and they feel as though, you know, they've been heard.
I'm curious. I mean, rape is a felony. So why don't colleges automatically go to local law enforcement when a campus assault allegation has been made?
Well, I think probably on some campuses that may happen. One of the things that we know from our studies with survivors, both male and female sexual assault survivors, is that a very small percentage of them tell anyone about the assault. And if they're going to tell anyone, they're most likely to tell a friend or a roommate. And so I think that while we have a large number of college students who are sexually assaulted, the number that actually report is quite small. And so I think colleges and universities absolutely need to treat this as a criminal offense, but they also need to really look at what does the survivor want to do. And I think there are a lot of survivors who really look at the news stories and they say, well, look at what happened to that student at so-and-so campus. I don't want to go through that. And so that's why I think it's really very important for colleges and universities to be really proactive in creating systems that are survivor-centered. I think there needs to be a lot more collaboration between either campus police or public safety on campuses with local law enforcement. I think those are relationships, particularly around sexual assault, in many communities that have not been built. And again, we need best practices. We need models for how do those collaborations happen. So I think, again, we still have a long way to go, but I think we're beginning to really look at how do we help to ensure those collaborations so that really all options are open to survivors.
Now, one of the most complicating factors and forces in many campus sexual assault cases is alcohol and excessive drinking. I mean, to what extent is that being taken into account as colleges try to figure out how they deal with this problem?
Well, I think many campuses are really acknowledging that actually alcohol continues to be the number one date rape drug, and that they continue actually to do education and prevention related to alcohol and consent. And I think that that's a really important piece of education that needs to happen on college campuses. I don't think that banning alcohol will stop perpetrators from perpetrating. I think that it might deter some, but I think that getting rid of alcohol on campus or trying to ban that is not really the solution to the problem. So I think we need to look forward and to use, I think, researcher-practitioner collaborations that include survivors at the center to move forward.
Jane Stapleton is co-director of Prevention Innovations, Research and Practices for Ending Violence Against Women. It's a research unit at the University of New Hampshire. Jane, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Here and Now.